Kitten Kingdom, Volume 2, Tabby and the Catfish, and Tabby Takes the Crown. Written by Mia Bell and read by Rosalind Odes.
There she is!
Cried Nanny Mittens. She fanned herself with a paw.
Oh my, it's Queen Fluffy Pants!
Princess Tabby giggled.
I don't know why she's so excited, she whispered to her brothers, Prince Felix and Prince Leo. It's only a statue.
All the same, she couldn't help feeling a little bit excited herself. The town square was full of kittizens, hanging up flags, sweeping the streets, and getting everything ready for the Founding Day Festival. The statue had been put up in the very middle of the square. The three royal kittens stood on tip-paw, trying to see it over the heads of the crowd.
I can't see a thing,
said Leo. The little orange cat hopped from paw to paw, but he was too small.
When do we get to cut the ribbon and open the festival?
Oh, I hope the scissors aren't too sharp,
worried Tabby's older brother Felix.
I don't want to cut myself.
Tabby's tail flicked with impatience. I can't wait for it to start, she thought. There was going to be fluffy pink cotton catnip, a giant Ferris wheel, and every kind of ride.
And we get to open the festival for everyone. Come along,
said Nanny Mittens, leading the royal kittens through the crowd.
There, we're nice and close now.
Tabby stared up at the statue. Her parents, King Pouncelot and Queen Elizabeth, had ordered it to be made in time for the festival, and it towered over the middle of the square. She felt a shiver of wonder.
It's much more amazing than I expected.
Queen Fluffy Pants was made of shining gold, but she looked very stern. She wore her pants tucked into tall boots and had a sword hanging from her belt. Tabby wished she could dress like that all the time. Today, Nanny Mittens had made her put on a fancy silver gown with golden stars on it.
The Founding Day Festival is held in honour of Queen Fluffy Pants,
Nanny Mittens was saying.
Did you know she was the first ruler of Mutopia?
Interrupted Tabby. She grinned.
You've already told us that, Nanny. Oh, have I? Indeed.
Nanny Mittens frowned, then combed Tabby's whiskers with a claw.
Dear me, look at the state of you all. This whisker on the left is always so crooked.
She turned to smooth the black fur on Felix's head.
And that tuft of yours just won't stay down, will it? Stop fussing, Nanny,
wailed Leo. He squirmed as Nanny Mittens wiped his ears.
Always so dirty, said Nanny Mittens. Now, I'm sure I've never told you about the three rules of Queen Fluffy Pants.